But anyway, I'm sure most of you out there will have run out of disk space on a computer at some point and had to overwrite a few files. And it looks like the short-term memory of animals isn't that far removed. Now, publishing in the journal Cell, neuroscientists reported that in mice and rats, newly formed neurons seem to be deleting older connections. And Kaoru Inokuchi and colleagues from the University of Toyama think that short-term memory is updated by new neurons emerging in the hippocampus area of the brain, which is sort of in the middle bottom bit. And these new neurons essentially overwrite the connections between the old ones. And the hippocampus is really special because it's one of the only places in the brain that we know can actually make new neurons. And the researchers looked at this by irradiating rats' brains, which considerably slows down the formation of new neurons in the hippocampus. And they placed rats in a chamber which would give their feet an electrical shock. Not very nice. But once the rats had this experience in their short-term memories, the researchers applied a bit of X-ray radiation to the hippocampus. And afterwards, the rats continued to use the hippocampus to recall that fear memory. And in those rats without X-ray treatment, the fear memories were eventually displaced to elsewhere in the brain. Now, the researchers knew this memory displacement was occurring because they'd also looked at mice which were born without the ability to make new hippocampal neurons. And mice who received an infusion to block any neuron activity in the hippocampus experienced the same thing. So that way they could tell which animal was depending on its hippocampus for memory and which wasn't. And again, mice which couldn't produce new hippocampal neurons seemed to rely on their old short-term memories when they were placed in the shock chamber. And the researchers said that this is because there were no new neurons to displace the old ones and essentially push them into the long-term storage, which is somewhere else in the brain. So the conclusion is that if you can't make new neurons, then you could have problems because the brain's short-term memory is literally full. So perhaps this could lead to a better understanding of memory-related diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's.
It's very interesting because antidepressants also have the effect of increasing the survival of those new neurons being born in the hippocampus. And Perry Bartlett, who's a researcher in Australia, published some research a few years ago now showing that people, when they take Prozac, increase the proportion of those newborn cells that turn into neurons and also survive as neurons. And one of the symptoms of depression is poor memory. And one wonders, therefore, whether it's partly due to sleep disturbance and mood disturbance, but also because people don't keep enough of these nerve cells to erode those memories they want to displace or the memories they want to replace with fresh ones.
That's very interesting. I wonder if it's the same effect with marijuana as well.
Why do you say that?
Well, because marijuana has also been related to loss of short-term memory in people who are using it quite a lot.
You haven't had that experience,
have you? No,
just in case any police speak. I'm just joking.